Okay, all right. Let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus to give you honor, to give you glory, to give you praise, and Lord, just to say thank you. Thank you. Oh, we're so thankful, Father God, for the apostolic anointing. So thankful for our apostle, Father, who's imparting unto us your wisdom, your revelation, your understanding, causing our eyes to be enlightened. We're so thankful. We give you praise and we give you honor, Lord God, and we give you glory for all that we're hearing. We ask you to continue to anoint our ears to hear, anoint our eyes to see, anoint our hearts, Lord, with a fresh anointing to understand and to receive all that you are sharing with us through the man of God. We give you honor and glory and praise for him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, I always like to begin the week before an exam by talking about the exam because sometimes I forget. And I don't want you to leave and then everybody's asking, what about the exam, what about the exam? Well, as it has been announced tonight, exam week is next week. First year students, that means that you have no classes on campus next week. All next week you will be taking exams from all of the different classes. Let me go over a couple guidelines Ms. Diana gave to all of the instructors about the exams. The difference between the exam and the quiz, okay, most times your quizzes are, you have no time limit. On all of your exams, you will have a time limit. Now, they will be different for different classes. I do know that Dr. Leroy Jr. gives an open book test. So his is probably not time limited. I don't know. I think he just gives you, you know, time to go ahead and take the test. But I think all of the other instructors, we all have time limits. And when you start the exam, it'll tell you how many minutes that you have. In this class, the prayer class, we will be covering chapters 1, 2, and I'm going to say 3, but we may not finish 3. Okay? If you will go back to the quizzes, online students, and you also, go back to your quizzes, review your quizzes. Your quizzes will help you to be able to pass the exam. Because what I'm going to do, because so many people went so long without the books, I got an email last week from a young lady who had not received her book yet. Hopefully she's got it by now. It's just going to go by what we've already covered. And if, like I said, study the quizzes, and you should be able to pass the exam with ease. I'm being very, very lenient. My questions are very, very easy. For right now. Okay. I generally give between 15 and 20, you know, questions. Always remember, the more questions, the more you can miss. Okay? So if I give you 2 questions, you don't want that. That means each question is worth 50 points. You know, no. But if I give you 20, then that's 5, you know. So you can miss 1 or 2 or 3 and still have a good solid grade, right? B, you know, a good B, a good solid B, okay? All right, so any questions about the exam? Any questions at all? Next week, no class here. Everything is online. Study your quizzes. Yes, ma'am?
Is there a certain time frame that we go in to take the quizzes?
Yes, it will be Monday, 6 p.m. to the following Monday at 11:59 p.m. Yes, the following Monday you will come to school, but the exams will still be open until 11:59 at night. Ms. Diana, I saw an email today said do not wait until the last minute. Things come up. Okay, somebody else had a question. I'm sorry. Oh, you're going to ask the same thing? Okay, yeah. Monday to Monday. Okay? Any other questions? All hearts clear. I've been seeing quite a few hundreds, by the way, when I do look at the scores. So that says that I'm being real easy and real flexible. Amen? I think one time last year I got a little nervous. I said, man, it's too many hundreds. You know, maybe I need to tighten up a little bit. Because about the final was so easy they couldn't believe it. They just could not believe how easy the final. Look, they're laughing over there, see? Yeah, I decided, they've been going through this enough. You know, I'm pretty sure they're more concerned about apostles class than about this one, okay? But anyway, I'm real easy usually. My main concern is that you understand, you know, what it is that we're teaching about prayer, and that you begin to pray. That's the main thing. Anything I put on the on a quiz or on an exam, these are the things that I think you need to know, and that I really, really want you to know. I want you to remember. Every now and then, when you see me do scriptures on a quiz or on an exam, these are scriptures that I want you to tuck under your belt. Okay? All right. Last week we began on chapter 3. And that, it says, Ask of Me. That's the title. Just in the way of a little review, not in your book. Remember, I shared with you when we started chapter 3 that Apostle had shared with us that prayer is legal. It's governmental. What prayer does, it gives God the legal right to intervene in your situation, whatever it is that you're asking him about. When you pray, it gives him the legal right to intervene. We looked at a couple scriptures. We looked at Psalms, the second Psalm. I think we went verses 6 through 9, because I think our author, one place he said 8 and 9, and then somewhere else he said 6. But anyway, we looked at the second Psalm. We talked about more time in prayer. More praying, better praying is the key to the whole matter. The more time we spend in prayer and the more preparations we make to meet God, the more we will commune with God through Christ. And we went through some acts of means, Isaiah 45. Now, I didn't ask a question about command ye me, and I wanted to put that question on there, but last week in the quiz, I already had 6, so I said, oh, no, I'm not gonna do 7. Isaiah 45, 11, 12. Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. God has given us that invitation to command him. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. Isaiah 45, 11, and 12. Then we looked over some ask of me's. We said that the prayers, according to our author, the prayers of holy men are ever streaming up to God as fragrant as the richest incense. When the scripture says in Isaiah 45, 11 and 12, command ye me. Our author says we can have all that God has for us. We can do all things by God's aid. And we can have the whole of his aid only by asking. All we have to do is ask. The gospel in its success and power depends on our ability to pray. And then I think we stopped where I said the true Christian does not pray to stir himself up, remember? But his prayer is the stirring up of himself. Remember to take hold of God. When you pray, you're stirring yourself up so that you can take hold of God in prayer. Amen? All right, so we'll pick up there. When we calmly reflect upon the fact that the progress of our Lord's kingdom is dependent on our prayer. The progress of God's kingdom is dependent on our prayer. It is sad to think that we give so little time to this holy experience or this holy exercise. Everything depends on prayer, and yet we neglect it. not only to our own spiritual hurt, according to our author, but also to the delay and injury of our Lord's cause upon the earth. God needs us to ask. He needs us to pray. We know, Apostle shared tonight, it's already done. Okay? And if you know it's already done, then you could go to God and ask, amen, and pray. Some cases you can command, you can demand, amen? But you got to ask. He needs us to ask. The forces of good and evil contend for the world. Forces of good and evil, they're contending for the world. If we would pray, we could add to the conquering power of the army of righteousness if we pray. But you see, we're not praying. So God's army, you know, they're trying to help us all they know, but we are not praying. And because we're not praying, we're not adding. I'm talking about the heavenly army right now. I'm talking about angels. Amen. All right. They need our prayers. We're talking about the forces of good and the forces of evil that are contending for the world. And our author says, the forces of good or evil are contending for the world. If we would pray, we could add to the conquering power of the army of righteousness. And yet, our lips are sealed. Our hands hang listlessly by our sides. We don't even lift up our hands. Amen. And by holding back from the prayer chamber, we jeopardize the very cause in which we profess to be deeply interested. Amen. We are neglecting God's cause when we do not pray. Prayer is the one prime eternal condition by which the Father is pledged to put the Son in possession of the world. Christ, believe it or not, prays through people. Amen. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, He is praying through us. I heard a little bit of Pastor Walker. Amen. Yeah. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. He is actually praying. He's praying through us. Amen. Why? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in us. Amen. Amen. And Christ is in us. And He's praying through the Holy Spirit, through His people, concerning His cause in the world, whatever that cause might be. Amen? Amen. Whatever the cause is, He's praying through us. If there had been importunate, that's that I-M-P-O-R-T-U-N-A-T-E, comes from importunity. I can say that one. If there had been a constant, universal, continuous prayer by God's people, the earth would have been possessed by Christ long before this. Isn't that so? Long before this, if we had just been praying the way God intended for us to pray. The delay, our author says, is by the lack of right asking. We're going to find out that sometimes we ask, but we're not asking right. Amen? Amen. And then he quotes Mr. Foster. And Mr. Foster says, if more or all of the disciples of Christianity were to pray with an earnest and unalterable resolution in order that heaven should not withhold anything that the most persistent prayer could obtain, he says, it would be a sign that a revolution of the world was at hand. A revolution. If we all prayed the way we were supposed to pray, it would start a revolution. Amen? And then the whole world would know, man, these Christians, what are they doing? And then he gives this sad, sad, sad commentary. He says, we do more of everything else than of praying. Amen? Now, he's not talking about LTMA churches, I'm sure, about it with this next statement. He's not talking about LTMA churches. He says, as poor as our giving is, our contributions of money exceed our offerings of prayer. So some Christians are more willing to give money than they are to pray. Isn't that something? And it is so sad that even today there are Christians who are trying to do everything else to satisfy God, they say, other than pray. I came up even in an era where they gave dinners. They used to call them suppers. And, you know, man, you would go and, they always say, you buy the chicken, you cook the chicken, and then you eat the chicken. But anyway, you know, they would be more willing to do that than to pray. And even now, you know, people are still, they want works. They want to do something. If I do this, then, you know, God is going to be pleased. Yeah, you ought to do that. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm not saying don't be in the ministry of helps. But you got to pray, too. You got to understand that prayer is more important than doing all of that other stuff. Okay? When you pray, you're going to want to do all that stuff. You know, whatever it is. You know, wherever you are placed in the ministry of helps, you're going to want to do that because you're praying. But don't ever think that what you're doing is a substitution for your prayer life. Amen? Your prayer life is your communion. Remember what we said the definition of prayer was. It is a dialogue between you and God. You speak, God speak. You speak, God speak. Amen? It's a dialogue. You're listening, and then you're saying something at the same time. Do not miss out on that opportunity, you know? And if more and more Christians would begin to realize that what God is yearning for, he's yearning for that communication, that intimate relationship in prayer with us, you know? He wants to hear us. He wants to hear you. He wants to hear me. And then he wants to be able to share his thoughts, his mind, his plans, his purposes with us. Yes. Believe it or not, that's what he wants. And the only way he can do that is through prayer. Yeah. It's through our praying, all right? Yes. Not through our cleaning the church, yes, and cutting the grass. Yes. All of those are good things, but that's not what God is interested in. Amen? Amen? Amen. The world needs our prayers. Remember we talked about, I think it was last week, all of creation is waiting for the manifestation. Romans 8:19, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The world needs our prayers. We are not praying in a way that moves God and brings all divine influences to help us. The world needs more true praying to save it from the reign and the ruin of Satan. See, when we're not praying, Satan just can do almost what he wants to do. Amen. But when we as Christians know how to pray and begin to pray, then we're going to be able to stop him, block him, slow him down, detour him. Amen. Amen. Remember Elijah? We do not pray as Elijah prayed, Mr. Bounds says. And then he quotes Mr. Foster. He says, when the church of God is aroused to its obligation and duties and right faith to claim what Christ has promised, then all things whatsoever, as listed in Matthew 21:22, which says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, mm-hmm, believing, ye shall receive. Amen. Now that's also over in Mark 11:23-24. I like that one better than this one. But anyway, our author quoted Matthew 21:22. And then he says, when we do this, then a revolution will take place. He's big on that word revolution, isn't he? Yeah. Then he said, not all praying is true praying. Oh, not all praying is true praying. The driving power, the conquering force in God's cause must be God himself. Amen. It's got to be God himself. Not our needs, not our wants, not our desires, but it must be God himself. Jeremiah 33:3, most of you have heard it. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. our author says this is God's challenge to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Call unto me. Call unto me. Amen.
Amen.
Says prayer puts God in full force into his own work. This is his own work, but it puts him in full force when we pray. For only a praying faith can get God's all things whatsoever, as quoted in Matthew 21:22. And then he goes on, and we've looked at this verse before, James 5:16-18. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Our lack of results and the cause of our feebleness in faith was explained by the Apostle James in these words. James 4:2-3. Ye have not because you ask not. Remember, the title of our chapter is Ask of Me. Ask of Me. You have not because you ask not. He said, then you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. Amen. That ye may consume it upon your lust. You know, this asking amiss. It's like asking, but you're not really sure you're listening. You're asking, but you're not sure this is what he wants you to have. Remember now, I gave you some verses. This is a little review too. Hebrews 4:16-24, the courtroom of heaven. Remember? See, if you spend time in the courtroom of heaven, you're not going to come out asking amiss. You're going to come out of the courtroom knowing what belongs to you and what it is that God wants to do. And you're going to come out boldly, and you're going to come out saying, okay, I believe I received this, but I still have to ask. You know, I believe I received, but I'm going to ask. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So, you know, you're not going to be asking amiss then. It's not going to be wavery. It's not going to be what if, maybe. You're going to have that boldness, and you're going to have that surety. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Oneness with Christ is the glorious climax of spiritual attainment, because we can then, John 15:7, and it says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So oneness with Christ is the glorious climax of spiritual attainment, because then we can, you know, ask whatever we will, knowing that it will be done unto us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And then we must pray in the name of Jesus. And I was really excited because I heard an apostle go over this tonight. He says, our author says, and when we pray in Jesus' name, we're putting the crowning crown on God. Amen.
Amen.
It glorifies him through the Son and pledges the Son to give to men whatsoever and anything they ask. Amen.
Amen.
I can't believe we went through that. I thought this was going to take so long. I was really worried. I said, oh no, we'll never get through all of this. Yeah, but we did. We did. We did. All right. Very good. Very good. Okay, so review. All right. In this class, again, prayer is the dialogue, right? Okay, between you and between God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Always remember that. You pray in the name of Jesus. And one of the other things that I shared, it's not in the book yet, I'm pretty sure he's going to get to it. You always want to invite. Are you listening, online students? You always want to invite the Holy Spirit to help you to pray. The scripture that I referred to was Romans 8, 26 through 28. Likewise, it begins, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. Amen. And again, that is not in your book. Okay. In the beginning of this class, one of the things that I told you that I was just most amazed about was prayers. Our prayers never die. Amen. They live forever. That was just so good. And I think I had a question on one of the quizzes about that. Let me see some of these little highlights. I'm mostly concerned about the things that are not in the book that I may have shared. Don't forget Matthew 7:7. Psalms 2:6-9. And then remember some of those examples that our author gave us. I mean, we read only, I think, two of them, but he gave probably like 4 or 5. And that was in chapter 2, the fire that consumes. And what he was giving us was how prayer could change God's purpose. Okay, and we looked at some people that the purpose of God was changed as a result of their prayer. I remember us looking at Hezekiah. We talked about the Syrophoenician woman in Mark 7. The woman when the importunity, that's all I'm going to say. I don't know why I can't pronounce that. And then the friend at midnight. You know, those are the ones in the New Testament that we looked at. And we said all these people knew how to pray and how to prevail in prayer. Hebrews 11, 32 through 34. These are just some scriptures. And tonight, again, we went over James 5, 16 through 18. Amen. And you know, if you read the three chapters and just look at the points that we've covered and look over your quizzes, you're not going to have any problems with your first exam. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Now I promised y'all that we were going to pray. Hallelujah. I promised y'all that we were going to pray. Okay. Get your Bible. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got approximately 10 minutes. So we're going to put into practice what we've learned so far. I started to take y'all. My plan was to take y'all to Hebrew. Yeah, to the courtroom. To the courtroom. To the courtroom. To the courtroom. To the courtroom, I mean, because that's the way we pray here at Word of Life Christian Center. We read Hebrews 12, 22 through 24, and we pray. Amen. Amen. We pray. Well, let's go to Hebrews 12 then. Amen. Hebrews 12. Ephesians 1 is good. Y'all heard Apostle tell y'all about that tonight. Okay. So this is going to be good. And I'm going to tell you, I was supposed to bring the sheet and I forgot. But it says, well, you know, we read the scripture and then this is a confession we make. And we say it that when we come in agreement with these voices, they will bring us to places we will not get to on our own. Okay? So when we read this, I want you to understand that these are intercessor voices for you in prayer. And when you come in agreement with these voices, they will bring you to places you'll not get to on your own. Amen? Amen. And then when you go to the courtroom of heaven, you can expect to receive verdicts, decisions, and judgments. Somebody got it back there. Amen. Thank you. Did I miss anything? I didn't miss anything, huh? Okay. All right. Hebrews chapter 12. Verses 22 through 24. Okay, ready? Let's read. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, read on, and to Jesus of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling. Amen. Okay, so these are the eight voices, intercessor voices. We always start with the blood, the voice of the blood of Jesus, the voice of Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, the voice of just men made perfect, the voice of God, the judge of all, the voice of the church of the firstborn, the voice of the general assembly, the voice of an innumerable company of angels, the voice of the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen? Amen. All right, let's stand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We come in the name of Jesus, Father, giving you glory and honor and praise. Now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, as we enter the courtroom of heaven, we ask you to help us. Hallelujah. We're expecting. Hallelujah. We're expecting to receive. Glory to God. Verdicts, Lord. Decisions, Lord. Judgments, Lord. Online students, join us. Thank you, Lord. Mama, 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 you're here, Lord God. Glory to God. Whatever verdicts, Lord. Whatever decisions. You're here. Whatever judgments are needed, Lord. Glory to God. We believe we receive. What a privilege. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a privilege. Yes, Lord God. Oh, they enter the courtroom of heaven. Oh, glory to God. Hold on. Amen. Hold on. Get your Bibles. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to read verse 17 through 23, and then we'll finish praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Thank you, Lord. Ala la la ma ya sha ta da ma ki here. Ama ma 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 de de be de ya. Ala la la ba la la kan da da ma ki here. Ala la la ba la la kan da da ma ya da mo hu san da da ba ka ya ye here, Lord God. Ala da 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 de be de. Yes, Lord God. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, Lord. Ala la la ba la la kan da da ma ki here. Ala la la ba la la kan da da ma ya da mo hu san da da ba ka ha. Me mende de be de de. Oh, lo lo bo ko shakan da da ba ka ha. Mama mama mande de be de ya. Elelele mande de be de ya here, Lord God. Ala la la ma la la kan da da ma ya da mo hu san da da ba ka ha. Ama mama mama mande de be de ya. Ala la la ma la la kan da da ma ya da mo hu san da da ba ka ya. Eh de de. Yes, Lord, that we may know, Father, what is the hope of your calling? What the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, Lord? And what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe? Thank you, Lord. Olelele bala la kana na maya saya. Ala la la bala la kanda na maya de bohu sanda na bakaha. Mama ne bebe de de. Mama ne bebe de de. Amor ba 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 kasha kanda na bakaha. Ala la 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 ne bebe de ya. Ala la 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 ne bebe de ya. Ala la 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 ne bebe de ya. Rebo sanda na bakaya ye here, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Ala la la mahia. Ala la la mahia. Ala la la mahia, Lord God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Rabba Baba Hashanda Rabakaha. Oh, Rabba Baba Baba Koshanda Rebedeha. Yelele Mande. Yelele Mande. Yelele Mande. Oh, Rabba Koshanda Rabakaha. Ama mama mande rebedeya. Ama mama mande rebedeya. Ala lolo bokola la kanda na mahiro ga. Ala la la mala la kanda na mayasaya. Ala la la mala la kinda na bakahaya loga. Oh do 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 do. Ala la la mala la kanda na mahaya ye here, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord. Glory to God. We give you honor, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Ola lo na da bahaha. Yeah, lelele moho shanda da bakahaya. Ala la la mande de bede. Ala la la mande de bede ha. Ola la la moko la la kanda na mayasiya. Ala la la mande de bede ya ye here, Lord God. Ala la la mahanda da mahaya ye here. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. Glory, glory, glory. And we will be doing more of that. Amen. Hallelujah. That concludes our class for tonight. Y'all will do well on your exams, on all of them, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.